All right, Marty Lurie here with the prophet, John Miller. Yesterday we talked about baseball and how beautiful the game is, and every day you get another game, and you said it's good for a broadcaster too. You never know what you're going to say, and then you get another game tomorrow. You were good yesterday.
Well, really, I think what I did say was, you know, maybe you weren't happy with your broadcaster. Maybe you screwed up some of the big moments or whatever. And, well, you weren't happy about it, but now you only have to wait till the next day to get back and try and do better. So that's really what I said, Marty. And I, and you're right then, that being the case, that I was prophetic.
Yes, but as I was saying, as I summarized, as I used to do in court, and they'd say, that's not what the witness said, so I know what you're talking about. All right. But the call was fun. The Hunter Pence Grand Slam, it was fun. You could do it. It's terrific. What'd you think?
Well, I'd had a lot of fun with it already because people thought it was fun, and for which I'm grateful. But Hunter Pence, on his Twitter account and on his Instagram account, you know, you have your page and your home page or whatever it is. And in his bio, it says, I'm Buster Posey's good friend, Hunter Pence. So I saw that and I thought, wow, he's having fun with it. That's really cool. And a guy, and I don't even know his name, but he has an Instagram account, and he sent me what he put on. He did a mock-up of a Giants Hunter Pence jersey with the number 8 on the back, and it says, Buster Posey, ... good friend. So I thought, well, this is cool. They're having a great time with it. So I took I made that picture of that jersey and Hunter Pence's two bio pages with his I'm Buster Posey's good friend, Hunter Pence. And made an Instagram of my own out of that, and people have really enjoyed it. They're having a lot of fun with it. So I saw Buster Posey on his Instagram today, wished his good friend Jordan Spieth really well in the Masters, and he's hoping that he's going to be able to make it 2 in a row in the Masters. And then somebody put in the comments, this is Buster Posey's good friend Jordan Spieth.
I'm telling you. You got something going here. This is good. But as the call is being made, and obviously you had to adjust quickly, only you could do it without missing a beat.
Well, I mean, I said Buster. I only got as far as Buster. I'm like, oh, God. So I thought, well, it's, I mean, you don't really think this out at length because you're thinking it out of in maybe tenths of seconds, but I thought, well, I don't want to, it's this great moment and stop and say, oh, I beg your pardon, I didn't mean to say that, I meant to say. So I just kept going and then hoped that it would come out well. But Marty Brenneman, the great voice of the Cincinnati Reds, sent me a text message today and said something to the effect of, the greatest recovery of all time. You, sir, are a pro's pro. And so I took that as Marty having some fun with it, but I told him I appreciated the comment anyway.
All right. I love having you on. It's don't we love social media, how things can happen so quickly?
It is kind of fun. I only do the Instagram because my kids said, you ought to do the Instagram, Dad, and it would make you look a little more current, you know. So, I sent Marty Brenneman a text back and said, you know, I really appreciate your comment about the recovery, making a recovery on that call. And maybe the Hall of Fame can add a little paragraph in my plaque saying John is one of the best of all time at making a recovery after he screwed up. So
the best. We're so lucky to have you. Thanks,
right.
John.
Thanks, Marty.
More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.